This is URN. The Music Show Breakdown.
So that was Adele's new track, Hello. It came out on the 22nd of October, so that's 4 days ago now, and it's already got 70 million views on YouTube. What do you guys all think of her new song?
Personally, it's quite a simple arrangement, I think. It hasn't got this classic orchestra, motion orchestra, or the intimate piano. I think there's a disconnection between Adele's voice and the music, so the quite simple arrangement doesn't really add anything. I think her voice sort of is the only thing that carries the song, in my opinion anyway, that's what I think.
Do you feel like it was worth the 4 year wait for that song?
Well, she's had, yeah, the breakout. I mean, it was difficult to like know where she was going to go with it, because now she's, like you said, she's been married, she's got a kid, she's settled down to family life, hopefully. You don't know where, what she could bring again that she hasn't already brought in her past albums. So I think we'll wait and see what the rest of the album brings, but it'll be interesting to see what she tries to evoke from the audience. But I think we'll have to wait and see. But from Hello,
yeah,
not much was given away.
I totally agree what you're saying, Will. I feel like it isn't too wow. Doesn't feel like it has the sort of Skyfall feel, definitely. It sounds a lot more just her and a piano. But it is nice to have that stripped back version. But yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, she does really show off her voice in it, which is obviously what Adele is known for, because she's got such a strong, powerful voice. And yeah, I agree. I think that is what carries it.
Yeah.
And I think the hype surrounding it is also
definitely
what's carrying it, because yeah, everyone's been waiting four years for this release. It was 4 years ago that she released 21, so it's like, oh my gosh, Adele's back. And I feel people are propelling it because of that fact.
Yeah, definitely. I agree that it doesn't have the orchestra or the music behind it isn't so great, but I really like that she hits the big notes well. That's the bit I like about it.
Yeah, her voice is definitely like back on form, definitely like where it was when she stopped for the last two albums. So it's good to hear that she hasn't lost any of her performance or power. Yeah, so that would be something that we look forward to in the album.
But then as a song as a whole wouldn't do so well as compared to like her previous work.
Yeah, I feel that is obviously the first track she's released from the album. Do you feel like, well, obviously we don't know, but do you reckon that the album will follow suit with that, or do you reckon there'll be more upbeat stuff like Rolling in the Deep, etc.? Do you think we can expect more from the album, or it will just be a similar kind of thing?
In an article by Digital Spy, they actually say that she's announced that there will be one song that's very upbeat, very woman-powered song.
One.
So I'm looking forward to that. There was at least one.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that one. I'm hoping that's more, yes, I'm back and I'm strong and I'm everything that a woman should be.
Yeah. I think regardless, the album, as we mentioned earlier, it will dominate the charts when it comes
out.
It definitely will. Just because it's Adele and, yeah, the hype of waiting 4 years. But I guess we'll have to wait and see. Wait until the album comes out.
Yeah, if they're all stripped back songs, I think it would be a bit of a disappointment. Feel a bit more like lackluster compared to the other two albums. But yeah, if there's at least one song that's going to be upbeat, then I'd look forward to hearing it. Definitely.
Yeah, I think she's getting there. This is more of a, hey, I'm back. And that'll be like, oh, look, I did get better. I think we will see it soon.
Wildflowers. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
Good, thank
Just
you.
Sound checked. We have a pint, so we're good.
Yeah. So for those that haven't heard you before, could you give us a quick summary of what your music's about and what you're like?
It's kind of folk rocky. We have it's very lyrical. We've got mandolins, guitars, accordions, and we all sing.
Harmonies.
But it's got
There's a song to every story.
Yeah.
A story to every song.
Yeah. And obviously as a band, you're obviously quite close. Kitten City, you are sisters,
yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, that's right.
And your upbringing has influenced your music quite a lot?
Sure. I mean, we were brought up almost on the road, really. Our dad was a jazz musician, so we used to go round to all of the... we used to tour
all the jazz clubs
when we were young, take a dance and then...
yeah, have a sleep in the back, back of the bar.
That is actually true. And, but also, yeah. Yeah, on boats, we lived on boats.
Yeah, in inspirational sort of landscapes.
Yeah, so it comes out in the music. It's a lot about travelling and, you know, getting bored of being in the same place. You always want to be on the move, so...
Yeah. You've just recently released your first album... On the Inside, which I fully recommend, by the way. I've actually had it on repeat for quite a while. And the single you released first was Another Million Miles, and you dubbed it yourselves as the most representative of the lyrics of the songs. Why is that? What is it about, and what does it mean to you guys?
Because it's kind of about seizing opportunities. Let's say, like, the lyrics are, you've got one shot. Maybe if it's true, I'm here to ride with you. You get one life. It's all about actually going for it in life. Leading on impulse. It's a bit of a love song. So
it's
about...
also about road tripping, isn't it? Like another million miles.
Yeah. You know, which is pretty much everything we're about. But yeah, just living life and not being scared.
So you recorded this in Detroit, am I right? How did that differ to what you've done before?
Well, we actually recorded half of it in Detroit and half of it in England, in Brighton. So it was kind of... there were elements to both studios which helped add to the sound, so it's kind of...
yeah, Detroit was... you're just naturally feeling, like, raw and edgy when you're there. So good place to record.
Yeah, America's amazing, though. Like, it's the musician's standard in Detroit alone is just so high that you suddenly want to write another song as soon as you're there, because you're like, right, everyone's good here, but step up your game.
Yeah,
it was great. I would recommend anyone visit Detroit.
So you've recently started a tour back in England the first time. And James, you've been quoted to say that you're made to be on the road. So what's it like being back on tour?
It's so good. We've spent so much time recording that we haven't actually done a gig, a proper tour for ages, so it's been amazing. Like, a Keston Cobblers Club are so similar because they've got like a million instruments and they're really good. They sing on every song, all of them. So it's great, and, you know, just been going from one gig to the next and doing loads of radios and stuff, which is amazing. Like, just playing again, writing songs.
James is basically very happy.
Yeah.
You do look very happy.
He's
amazing.
So happy. He wakes us up like, come on, guys, we're on tour today. He loves it.
Oh, good. So finally, if people want to listen to you, how do they get hold of your album?
They go to our website, which is wildflowersband.co.uk, and that has links to all of our social media. And we're very into hanging out with people at shows, after shows.
We like chatting.
And that transcends onto our social media. We always have chats with everyone who wants to talk to us.
Can we bother?
Yeah, can we bother? So yeah, get involved, get on the mailing list, get the album.
Okay, brilliant. All right, thank you very much for talking to us. Good luck with your show.
Thank you.
So I'm going to do a review on Beach House's Depression Cherry, which is their fifth album. So they're a duo from Baltimore, I believe, who are sort of a dream, pop, wave, new wave, psychedelic duo. So from the start, they came out and said, it's a bit like Adele, they felt a lot of pressure to try and perform better than the last two albums, Teen Dream and Bloom. And so I think what they've done is they've tried to find a new sound, but I think they've panicked a bit. And they've taken a sort of stripped back version of their usual stuff, and it's come a bit more skeletal. And in that sense, they've lost a lot of what was appealing about them. So what they used to have is like a hazy, sort of ethereal sort of sound and vibe, and by stripping it back, it's really just taking that all away, because before, when you had like the reverb and the keyboard synthesizers, that's all gone. So now when it's stripped back, you have lots more, you can separate the noises, like the different instruments, so it's a bit more tangible. And I think that's what's made them lose that appeal that they really had. They've underestimated how important that was to their band. So in terms of that, it's not as good as their last two albums, in my opinion. But there is a few things that are good. I think they've added a few more sort of drum machines, and the keyboard is a bit more melodic now, and I think it's appealing a bit more to... it's a bit more danceable. But the positive things from that are that it's a bit more don't know, you can get a bit more into it by sort of terms of the beat, but so the song about Tears, Space Song, demonstrates that a bit. This is URN. The Music Show Breakdown.